To WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks as always for listening.
An activist is anyone who sees the need for change and devotes their time to doing something about it. If you are interested in making a difference for a cause you care about, you can do so by educating yourself about the issue. Take classes on issues related to your cause. Listen to the people most affected. Engage in community service. Advocate for legislation. Create a public awareness campaign. Do a survey about the issue and share the results. Demonstrate. Educate others, run for office, get the press involved, and talk to other activists, and possibly even pursue a career in a field related to your cause. Basically, whatever job skills you have are probably really useful to some activist organization out there that supports your cause to creating positive change. This message has been brought to you by We the People of WRUV FM Burlington.
Listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. This is DJ Void with my set Entering the Void. We have something special planned for you today, and it is Macbeth. Excuse me, I am a tad sick. We're gonna do a bit of a soundtrack over Macbeth. And we're going to start off with a song by $75 Bill from I Was Real. It's called C or T Verso. And I hope you enjoy select scenes from Macbeth, because that's what you're going to hear for 1 hour today. You should stay tuned.
Somehow rise above it. shall we three meet again? In thunder, lightning, or in rain?
When the battle's lost and won, that will be our set of sun.
Where the place?
There to meet with Macbeth.
I found the Balkan
and it goes on.
Fair is foul and foul is fair.
Of rejoicing by being ignorant of what greatness is promised thee. Lay it to thy heart and farewell. Glamis thou art, and Cawdor, and shalt be what thou art promised. Yet do I fear thy nature. It is too full of the milk of human kindness to catch the nearest way. Thou wouldst be great, art not without ambition, but without the illness should it end. What thou wouldst highly, that wouldst thou holily, wouldst not play false.
Silencio penetra potente después de tanto tocar y no llegar. a recoger, si es que vamos a soltarnos es para recoger. Totico prueba el quinto, pero lo deja porque una mujer se arrima a tocar. A la yuca buena le cayó una cosa, a la yuca buena le cayó una cosa. Juega, toca, llama, arrima, todos los fluidos que convienen cuando el corazón alegre salta de la boca. A la yuca buena le cayó una cosa, a la yuca buena le cayó una cosa. Esta tinta roja se sacó la cosa, ya que escrita sobre el papel blanco va explicando los trastornos de esta vida. Agua que va a caer, no hay coro. No hay coro, ya que Tato está tan solo escondido en la esquina llena de luz. No hay coro, no hay coro.
Hello? Banjo, get down, quiet. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. The dog's barking. Hold on. Drop it. Drop it. Banjo, take that towel out of your mouth. I need it now. Scram. Hold on, I'll be right with you. Hi, sorry, you caught me in the middle of my bath. The doctor says I've got to take one every day now. Things all help my back. Somehow it's supposed to be good for my eyes, which I don't understand. So how have you been? Did you just get back? Drop the toilet paper. You're making a mess. Drop it now, come on. One second. Don't snap at me. Sit. Banjo, I said sit. Sit. That's better. Oh, this tub feels great. Sorry, where were we? Oh, what were you talking about? Oh, the operation. It really upset me. You know, I'm never letting anyone touch my eyes again. Get down. You're gonna knock the radio into the tub now. Get your paws out of the bathtub. You're getting water all over the floor. Now scram. Get out of here. God damn it. Listen, I'm sorry. Just one second. I'll get the dog out of here. Hold on.
Didn't wait for the morning to come to say just to hear a few.
We're listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. This is DJ Void with Entering the Void. Now, you may be thinking, didn't they say that Macbeth, the entire select scenes from Macbeth record would be playing for a whole hour? I did play that, and I did not enjoy it. And so, therefore, we will not be listening to that. And we're listening to a record... it's select poems, and it's called Sugar, Alcohol, and Meat, the Dial A Poets. And I'll speak more about which poems I've played so far after the next song. But we've also heard Friendships and Love by Rocket Ship off of A Certain Smile, A Certain Sadness right before this. And we also heard Every Last Coffee or Tea from $75 Bill. Next up is another poem and then another song. I think I'm going to do a song off of Writer's Block, Peter, Bjorn, and John. So keep it locked for more poetry and songs to go with it, and no more Macbeth.
This is called Translucent Boy. I could have been a pale and thin busboy, working at a big resort with acne, scabs on my cock from whacking off too much, not liking anybody and scared of most, especially the women, but not their individual parts. Lying on a creaky bed, pale frame of light reflected on the ceiling from outside, window closed against warm and sweet night air, thinking late about the parts of women. Women in parks, and eating breakfast in the morning amid 6 o'clock sweaty clatter and bright lights, and into the somehow hairy uniform and on post, and carrying up and down and up and down and down and up, a glimpse of perfume thigh, a lunch of beans with pink meat, and back on post, furtive glances for hours and sweaty tips for hours. Until long after the sun is set beautifully on a clear planet far away. Dinner slower, clatter louder, and a shower. Then back to my room to read about women, squeeze pimples, whack off. And then stare at the sometimes white, sometimes blue, sometimes there, sometimes not, reflection on the ceiling. Oh yeah, this is kind of fun. I don't know where the hell this came from. It is true, but I never found out.
Thank you. Let's take the easy way out. Let's move away for good. Let's pull the curtains down and leave. It's between me and her now. Can't separate it all. Let's put the cards back in the sleeve. She's stepping on my shoes and I couldn't want it more. That way I always know she's close. She's like a big orchestra playing my tiny tune. Let's pull the curtains down. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. This is DJ Void with my set Entering the Void. You just heard Each Moment Like the First from The Animal Spirits by James Holden. Before that, you heard Agoraphobia from Microcastle by Deer Hunter. And all of these poems that I've been playing off of this record, Sugar, Alcohol, and Meat. One of them was William S. Burroughs. I was traveling with the Intolerable Kid on the Nova Lark, and I just played a small segment of that before the song just came into being, and it couldn't be stopped, and so I had to play the song instead of that poem. And before that, there was a poem by Miguel Pinero from New York City Hard Times Blues. Miguel Algarin, who was after the first song that is on that record. And this poem was Sententa y Cinco Abriles, recorded at the New Yorican Poets Cafe, 5th anniversary in New York. Oh, I know about that place. Anyway, we're going to play a bit more James Holden, and we're going to play another poem as well. I'll let you know what it is after I play it. Hope you enjoy.
Rushed out of the house. Arrived late. The services had begun. They took seats at the back of the chapel. When the invitation came to view the body, they again deliberated, finally deciding to do so. Coming to the casket, they discovered they were at the wrong funeral. In the poetry contest in China, by which the sixth patriarch of Zen Buddhism was chosen, there were two poems. One said, "The mind is like a mirror. It collects dust. The problem is to remove the dust." The other and winning poem was actually a reply to the first. It said, "Where is the mirror? And where is the dust?" Some centuries later, in a Japanese monastery, there was a monk who was always taking vows. A younger monk came up to him and said, "Why, if there is no dust, are you always taking baths?" The older monk replied, "Just a dip, no why. Once I was visiting my Aunt Marge. She was doing her laundry. She She turned to me and said, "You know, I love this machine much more than I do your Uncle Walter." Dorothy Norman invited me to dinner in New York. There was a lady there from Philadelphia who was an authority on Buddhist art. When she found out I was interested in mushrooms, she said, "Have you an explanation of the symbolism involved in the death of the Buddha by his eating a mushroom?" I explained that I'd never been interested in symbolism, that I preferred just taking things as themselves, not as standing for other things. But then a few days later, while rambling in the woods, I got to thinking. I recalled the Indian concept of the relation of life in the seasons. Spring is creation, summer is preservation, fall is destruction, winter is quiescence. Mushrooms grow most vigorously in the fall, the period of destruction, and the function of many of them is to bring about the final decay of rotting material. In fact, as I read somewhere, the world would be an impossible heap of old rubbish were it not for mushrooms and their capacity to get rid of it. So I wrote to the lady in Philadelphia. I said, "The function of mushrooms is to rid the world of old rubbish. The Buddha died a natural death." One of Suzuki's books ends with the poetic text of a Japanese monk describing his attainment of enlightenment. The final poem says, "Now that I'm enlightened, I'm just as miserable as ever." We'll be right back.
listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. That was Interlude from Not For Now by Quarto Alto. Before that, you heard Thunder Moon Gathering, James Holden off of the same release, The Animal Spirits, which I played a different song off of earlier. And that poem that you heard a little while back was, in fact, John Cage, from Alex and Gretchen Corazzo, the sixth patriarch of Zen Buddhism. Once I was visiting my Aunt Marge, Dorothy invited me, and one of Suzuki's books recorded at the St. Mark's Church, New York Benefit, Intermediate Theater, New York, January 1, 1979. What an interesting poem on Zen Buddhism that was. I'm going to try to play another poem. I hope I put the needle in the right part on the record, so bear with me here. And and before that, I'll play just a tad bit of a song, so that you don't have to deal with me starting in the middle of the poem.
Subway poems from a series called Temporary Worker. A woman's fingers wrapped eye level round a subway pole, pressed flat, pudgy, each small nail shaped to a point and lined with thin white ridges. What funny fingers she has, and how the person who loves her must love them too. Thank you. The last one. I'm aroused at 10 p.m. by a young man who shoves tonight's folded newspaper into the side pocket of a new puffy white athletic bag. The way the men sit, legs spread on subway seats, their fists dangling at the crotch, the full lips of a young boy hitched to the train door. Thank you.
A lunch poem for the Mag City Trio and the Marx Brothers. Whale feathers. An octoroon eating a macaroon at one end of the counter, a lanky Yankee at the other. The waitress immense, her weight compressing her voice. What'll it be, she squeaks. BLT, rye, down, easy on the mayo. And what's this? The girl who ordered the sandwich not listed on the menu is now eating it, very sneakily, hunched over the plate, nibbling, not raising her head after each bite, but keeping her mouth close to the crust, cupped in her hands, her fingertips, right next to the bitten edge, her teeth just missing her nails. Very close, all this is very close. Guy further down mumbles to himself while he eats. A gargantuan orangutan, he's reading the Times. And there's the dead Generalissimo on the front page, but not a bad picture for the Times. And that girl eating the sandwich, holding it tighter now, fingertips pressed into the bread, her pinky pink. It's not going to fly away on you, lady. Good Christ, there it goes. She just relaxed her grip a second, and the damn thing took off. Unbelievable. Tuna salad and bacon on rye, flip-flap, flip-flap. Circles over the counter, drops some mayo on her head, slams into the window, squish, slides down the glass and flops dead, hissing on the radiator. She's crying. Everyone rushes over to console her. I don't know what to say. I say, don't worry. It's just one of those things. They won't make you pay for it. They'll make you another just like it. Then I notice the Girl Scout emblem tattooed on her arm and backstep fading into the crowd, head off to work. But passing a newsstand, I see the Times again with the Generalismo's picture on it and think I'll buy a copy. Or maybe one of these magazines with the lovely women on the covers. And I start flipping through those. But the paper man tells me no reading aloud. And I tell him I'm not reading aloud. I'm not even moving my lips. I do.
thought is made in the mouth. You don't think of it until you shout it out. You gotta rap, rap till everything gets said. You gotta rap, rap, rap till everybody's dead. Pondering, wandering, foundering, and wondering. This whole thing is floundering. You better rap, 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 rap. That bright idea that's locked in your brain says, I'm a way out. I won't die in vain. Let me out of here to explode the terrain. Communicate, reciprocate, dedicate, and generate. Conversate, don't hesitate. In the beginning was a rap, 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 rap. Get the beat with the beat. That's a beat, beat, beat. Get the quietude, the solitude, the gratitude, the multitude. Your mom is calling up to you. She wants a rap, 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 rap. But then the phone rings. You get to start up again. Say, excuse me. Apologize to your friends. Use the receiver. A new conversation begins. Pass the phone around. Integrate all your friends. Get those live disco questions. Get them on tape. Blow up the balloons. We're just gotta escape. Try the help rap when you're in a tight scrape. When you get the chance, don't bite your tongue. Just let it dance. Yes, 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 yes. Harmonize, soliloquize, rhapsodize, ventriloquize, even little baby cries are rap, 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 rap. Cause rapping is just writing when the writing's on the wall, but the wall is gone, ain't no wall at all. Words gone, words fall, wonderful, a waterfall around the rap and have a ball, and on and on and on and on. Say, excuse me, I say they're sorry, I gotta say, I say something, I just gotta discuss. It's the word, word, with the language on the side, it's the rap, rap, with your ears as a guide. Got the word slide, tides right, rap the rap through the night, the one, two, three, four, who we gotta, say you're sleeping, but say your lover's awake and you're dreaming. When the earth starts to quake, you hear screaming as you're given a shake. You were rapping in your sleep. Those dream secrets just won't keep. Raps are dreams that take a leak. It's a dreamer, rap, dreamer, rap, dreamer, rap, dreamer, rap, dreamer, rap, 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 like a butcher with the meat. Ties the packages so neat. He's a rapper, a rapper, a rapper. Like Olympic athlete with Olympic athlete's feet. She's a rapper, a rapper, a rapper. Wrap it up, spit it out, from a whisper to a shout. Speak to me in that voice, which even now anticipation of it has reduced me to a wild, panting jungle beast. Oh, rapping away, crazy all the way. Rapping to yourself, give yourself away. The more you have to say, the more you have to say it. And the more you have to say it, the more you have to say. You have to rap, 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 rap. Stop my rapping, stop my breathing. You mean you see a rapper, it's not a rapping machine. Once you turn me on, don't say turn off. I mean, don't say shut your trap. To the freedom of the rap, where the rap's, that's where it's at. When you're a rap, rap. Oh, so I leave you with just one little rap. Don't you rap it, unless you want to rap back. Don't you bag it, once a word begins to flow, you're the only one who knows. Get them high and get them low, and get them fast and make them slow. But rap it up. Rap it up. We'll be right back.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. This has been Entering the Void with the DJ Void. You're listening to Fatback by Mustard and Onions by Ghost Note. And before that, you heard The Never Ending from The Animal Spirits, James Holden. Played a few of those today. That was a lot of fun. And all of the poems that you heard, some of them were quite interesting. One of them was those subway poems. Those were the three poems by that woman, by Robin Messing. And after that, we heard a poem called Whale Feathers by Paul Violi. And after that, we heard that very interesting one about rapping by Bob Holman. It seemed like he was having a lot of fun with that. Well, that wraps it up for today.